Scott, that's Jay, Wellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 332. We're going to do a round robin. Everything is converging so fast, and the deception is so great. NASA, FDA, CDC, deception there. We're just getting poisoned. Censorship, scripted war. Death will be real to us, my friends. I mean, what a great time to be alive. The Bible is coming true right before our eyes as well. And really, if you boil it all down into a simple formula on the perversion, everything is against the Bible. That is the ultimate conspiracy, is everything is against the Bible. So first of all, food supply I want to cover, rapid fire priming, SEAL 3, that's inflation. And again, it's converging super fast. Read the book of Revelation chapter 6 and the first four seals. But I'll never forget this. Remember reading articles and seeing testimonials of owners of chickens that had small businesses, and the government said, hey, they're sick, call them. And they're like, my chickens aren't sick. And whatever happened to letting chickens and animals get sick, and if they die, so what? Let the strong survive. Whatever happened to natural immunity? Science has gone out the door. Now they're calling everything. And never forget, the inventor for the PCR test said you can't use it to diagnose sickness. He said it's a scam. He died mysteriously before the As the Days of Noah devil juice plandemic that was launched. You have to speak in code on some platforms. And what tests could be used for false positives? So I'm not buying any of this. So let's read. The largest fresh egg produced in the U.S. is found bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant. I think they culled 2 million chickens. Unbelievable. So then your egg prices go up, your meat prices go up, fear goes up, inflation, 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 SEAL 3. Now, I thought this was disgusting from InfoWars. American rancher blows the whistle on mRNA vaccine tests in livestock. Why are they testing and defiling the animals? You know what the good book says. If Christ didn't come back, no flesh would be left. That includes the animals. That is As the Days of Noah. And so this test that's defiling the livestock basically killed off 30% of his herds. Buy local, buy clean. If you have means, learn to become a farmer. Not reliant on the system, eat healthier, and be good gardeners of the word, my friends. All right, lawlessness, FBI, good is called evil, evil is called good. And again, everything is converging so fast. There was a viral videos appeared to show FBI agents visiting homes over social media posts. And I saw a video, and it was erased from my Telegram account. I don't think I did it. I think they just took it off. Of this gentleman who's popular on TikTok, very pro, he's right-leaning, pro-Trump, knock on the door, he's videotaping it, he's at work, and he says, hey, what's up, who are you guys? And they flash their badge, and they said they're FBI agents, and he said, well, I'm not here. And somehow they connected again, I'm going from memory on the video, and he ended up calling the sheriff. Sheriff confirmed, yes, the FBI was knocking on doors, those were FBI agents. Long story short, he called the FBI and said, here's my lawyer's number. Never heard from them again. I mean, this is just creepy. Our borders are wide open. We're being invaded. We're allowing court cases to arm these illegal aliens. States are allowing illegal aliens to become cops. They're pushing to have illegal aliens be in the military. I'm convinced the FBI covers up crimes. When I first woke up, I watched Ted Gunderson, a former FBI agent that actually ran, I think, the California division. And he said the FBI covered up the trafficking ring to the White House under Bush Sr., the blackmail operation. And this is pretty well known for those of you that are just waking up. FBI targets parents, right? Going to the school board meetings. You can't make this stuff up because they don't want to have their kids hear of perversion. And then this was an interesting article from End Times Headlines. Are we getting closer to that dystopian reality in the light of recent revelations that the government seeks personal information about who watched certain YouTube videos? And YouTube is so censored. It's hilarious. A lot of people would say, oh, yes, we are. As the report goes, federal investigators have demanded information from Google about some undisclosed number of users. They needed their addresses, telephone numbers, and their YouTube activity. I wonder if they did it without a warrant. One case involved undercover agents seeking to identify a suspect known as Elon Muskwim, the suspected of illegal crypto transactions by tracking viewers of certain YouTube tutorials. Hey, if you committed a crime, go after him. If you follow our Watchmen News ministry, I do this because I'd have dreams that would come true on a personal perspective, and also things that I've seen that are showing the end of the day, end of days, and especially the downfall of America. And I had a dream a couple months ago about the central bankers. The person I saw in my dream is a CFO type Jewish guy, really great guy, was part of the central banker meeting. And they kicked me out of the meeting and ultimately had consultants in, and they were going to do false flags. Death will be real. Horrific death will be real to Jews. And I got the sense this will be Jews in Western nations. But I find it interesting. The Deagle Report will destroy the West. Edom needs to be destroyed. Edom, according to rabbis, is the old Roman Empire that is Christian. Christians are the biggest enemies to what a whole slew of rabbis have said, that Edom must be destroyed. It just so happened that Edom is the West, Western Europe's. And you can look at the Deagle Report 2025, they want to call 77-80% of the country's population. And they also are going to call Israel as well. I think that number was 60-some percent of the population of Israel will be destroyed by 2025. So my thing, if you're Jewish, especially in the EU, and you're going to go to synagogue, buy some crossbows, you need to protect yourself, my friends. And if you're Jewish here in the United States, and also maybe even a huge Zionist church, never forget, 1.3 billion hollow point bullets expand when they hit you, and there's no chance of living. They're illegal in the Geneva Convention, and they just so happen to be purchased by the DHS under Obama. My big thing with Jews and everybody around the world, we need to bless them by praying that they get saved, that their eyes become open, my friends. But I want to play this. This, granted, was a warning about the Easter weekend, but this is going to happen in the future. And it just kind of cracks me up. The FBI is like warning us. They're warning us, but yet they're destroying us. They're bearing evidence in child pedophilia cases. Who are these guys?
Breaking news about America's national security and the warnings from the FBI to local, state, and federal law enforcement about the possibility of terror attacks right here in the homeland. CBS News got a look at a new joint bulletin that warns groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS will likely use the Israel-Hamas war to increase calls for violence in the U.S. this holiday season. This bulletin right here says that the most likely primary targets could include churches, synagogues, and members of the Jewish community. Now, today, the FBI director was telling senators that the U.S. is facing the highest risk of attack in years, that there are blinking lights everywhere, and warning terrorists will exploit the southern border. The head of the FBI says the Bureau is working to identify and disrupt these potential attacks, with foreign terrorist groups openly calling for strikes against Americans. He also said that the number of threats are at a whole other level since the October 7th attack on Israel.
Open borders by design, allowing Muslims to come in. Who do you think allowed those open borders? The woman that runs the kings of this earth, my friend. Where's the woman? Look it up. We always talk about it. All right, Mark of the Beast technology, this beast tech, this fourth beast system. It's moving very, very fast. And I just thought this was alarming. And again, if you follow our ministry, AI is the fake God. There's going to be a fake resurrection. They're talking about how quantum computers will run AI with brain cells. They're defiling the temple of God that is you. That's the true abomination of desolation. But I found this interesting. The Economist, I used to read this magazine all the time, supposedly owned by the Rothschilds, right? The AI doctor will see you eventually. This will be your God. And then you need to think about this. Remember the queen did her ceremony before she passed, where she hit that little half ball. And then on the, basically the lights were a triple helix, went up through to the tree of life. That was a double helix turned into a triple helix. That's what they're doing. But let's read from the New World Order Nemesis YouTube channel. Blatantly in your face. So many blind and still can't see. Seattle 2021 New Year's display showed a needle penetrating a strand of DNA and other New Age symbolism. It's going to be this false light that we always talk about. They're going to move, the Antichrist will move us into false light. Now, this AI god, the surveillance state is massive. I talked about a dream I had of censorship poles in tiny towns, lights everywhere, cameras, things that can listen as well. AI will run it all, my friends, and they're actually priming the court system to make this happen. Filming your front porch without a warrant is now fair game for the feds. A federal court says privacy rights are diminished due to the proliferation of video cameras throughout society. Sick. Problem, reaction, solution, nonsense. Let's read from OAN. New York City placing gun scanners in subway stations in an effort to deter violent crime. And it gets worse. Gavin Newsom applauds rollout of AI surveillance network in California. You go on to read about this AI surveillance system, cameras all over the freeway system. When will it be right in the light that is shining on your home? Because you know that technology is there. We're dealing with evil, absolute evil. Now, I've covered this type of video, but this has gone viral again. You need to think about this. When you pay with your credit card, you're paying with your right hand, typically. Now that you can scan the credit card, wave it, wave your cell phone to get into the store. This is all where it's going. It's this beast system, and everything is consolidated. Mom and pops were destroyed. Many of them have been destroyed, and it's just going to continuously consolidate where only a few companies control it all, and it'll be all technology like this. Let's roll it.
Can somebody enlighten me on what's going on here? In Walgreens, there are these coolers, and this is where our drinks used to, you know, we can just open it up and grab. Now it's kind of like all cartooned all the way down. So if you look here, then I'm looking here and there's a sensor there and a sensor there. It says, wave your hand. Voice assistant coming soon. Okay, pretty soon these doors aren't going to be opening. Really thick, actually. But this is where the food is. So what do you think this means for us as people of the United States of America? What does it mean? Wave your hand. Look at that. Why would that be on a door just to get drinks? Just saying. And it's all the way down. Watch your money. Watch your hand, because pretty soon they're going to make us chip it. That's all.
They're probably getting her bio identification when she puts her hand in front of there and it's getting scanned. Just dawned on me, because it kind of fits other articles. Now, I'm not going to play this video, but it's from the Global Digital Summit and the president of the World Bank with the beard. Basically goes on to say, creating a digital identity platform for citizens is kind of foundational, and I believe your government should be the owner of your digital ID. Private companies should not own that, said the World Bank president, adding, it is a social contract of the citizens of their countries to have an identity. He's positioning it as this benefit. It's a social contract of citizens of their countries to have an identity, a currency, and safety. We should not take that away from them. Give me a break. Everybody should have an ID for all these benefits. It's your enslavement. It's your absolute enslavement. I mean, what a great time to be alive, my friends. All right, Mark of the Beast, digital tech ID. All this ties to ID 2020 that we've talked about. In the middle is you, and you can't do anything unless you have your ID 2020. But I thought this was interesting. JP Morgan has announced that it will be launching a biometric payment system next year, helping it keep up with other major financial corporations like MasterCard, Who's Your Master, and Visa. The country's biggest bank will be using Pop ID for the project, a technology that uses facial recognition and other methods to verify the identity of the individual. And I just read an article about biometrics being tested to enter a Major League Baseball stadium. So you don't have to wait in line for your convenience. Never forget, we did a podcast. Type in MasterCard and D-Wave. D-Wave, again, quantum computers speak to other dimensions, right? It's going to run this AIB system, have formed a strategic alliance to accelerate and promote the adoption of quantum computing solutions in the financial services world. Quantum computers will help run AI that'll be omnipresent like God, the great satanic counterfeit. And while we watch the false flag of the bridge collapse, in my humble opinion, I was going to play in this video, it's somewhat gone viral, all these flashes of light across the bridge. Just interesting, my friends. What was that? Australia, things happen fast in Australia and Canada. You know, Australia gave up their guns. Australia's digital ID bill rammed through Senate amid criticism, coming to the USA within 12 months. We are creating a framework whereby by the government and the system becomes central to everything we do. This gives government the opportunity to turn you on or off, whether you're being naughty or nice, as Senator Antic with Daisy Cousins. The bill establishes a framework for a comprehensive digital identity system consolidating personal information such as driver's license, medical cards, passports, and center link details. But here's where it gets even more creepy. Is SWIFT, as the banking transaction part of it, I wonder where FedNow is. FedNow wants to actually monitor everything. SWIFT planning launch of new central bank digital currency platform in 12 to 24 months. And go to SJ Wellfire and type in central bank or CBDC. You're going to get some podcasts that really explain how this is Mark of the Beast money. It's programmable. They can geolocate it, so you can't spend this money outside of a said location. It's really a voucher. They can make it where you got to spend it in a certain amount of time. This fits the Microsoft 060606 patent. Evilness, my friends. All right. This guy's a little hard to hear, an Asian gentleman, but he's talking about everything we've been talking about, defiling the temple of God on how this fourth beast system is mind controlism, hooking you up to the hive mind. They want to steal your soul. He's admitting this. Now, personally, I think this defiles the temple of God that is you. The Lord showed me in a couple of dreams, government workers in the shot. You can go to SJ Wellfire where this is total mind control and technology, but I don't think it's the mark of the beast. And I say that because you need to worship an image as well. Took the mark of the beast and worship an image. There's an and. But I do think it's a primer, and I do think it's dangerous because they could erase your love for Christ, right? It's deep. It's absolutely deep. But go to sjwellfire.com. I did an hour-long presentation. Is the COVID-19 vaccine the mark of the beast? But I want to play this. Again, this is mind controlism. This is optogenetics. Personally, I think we all have nanotech in us in the water, in the food, and in the chemtrails. But whatever they injected into people, I mean, it is truly software and there's chips. I mean, and again, I did my Mac ID test and I saw people showing up as Mac IDs. I flat out saw it. Freaked me out. I was depressed probably for 3 weeks after that. Because loved ones took this. Let's play this. This is optogenetics mind controlism. This fits Operation Crimson Mist, the genocide in Rwanda, where they were able to stir people's emotions up and genocide each other. It's crazy. I think this fits SEAL 2, where it'll be neighbor against neighbor. And I do think there's something about communism as well within SEAL 2, the spirit of communism. I don't dismiss that, but let's play this. And again, you might have to play this a couple times, but this is scary. And the thing I want you to listen is how they're always going to promote it for good. They're going to say, hey, you have depression. Take this, we'll get rid of your depression thoughts. They're gonna take away your love for Christ and the opportunity for you to get saved for your soul. We're dealing with some sickos, my friends. Let's roll it.
So, idea that memory is stored in the brain, the persistent physical changes, goes back to Plato. But the modern formulation of this hypothesis had to wait until the turn of the 20th century when Richard Zeeman coined the word engrams for these persistent changes. We have now identified a population of brain cells that hold a specific memory. Not only that, we can now engineer these cells with the light so that animals' memories, emotions, and even thoughts can be manipulated. So this is the idea that have existed only in the realm of science fiction until recently. When you encounter episode, a population of cell deep inside your brain fires, and then this will be followed by change, persistent changes in this cell. You can recall this memory only when external stimuli will reactivate these cells. So these hypotheses have now been proven to be correct by using a technology called optogenetics. The key molecule of the optogenetics is a light-sensitive protein called channel rhodopsin, which is extracted from green algae. Scientists can insert channel rhodopsin into memory cells. Subsequently, scientists can even activate these cells with a blue light, which is delivered deep inside the brain with optic fibers. Now, memory is usually quite reliable, but under certain conditions, humans make incredible false memory. For instance, after arresting John Doe 1, or Timothy McVeigh, in the following the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, some of you may remember, the testimony based on the false memory caused nationwide manhunt for the second John Doe 2, who never existed. We can implant false memory in the brain of mouse. For that purpose, you let mouse to stay in the blue box and let the mouse form the memory of a blue box, and then you can label these cells with the channel rhodopsin. Subsequently, when mouse receive, the same mouse receive the mild foot shock in a box, red box, which is very different from a blue box, at the same time, the animal is forced to recall the memory of a blue box. Then if you let animal return to blue box, they will be scared. Now, this is the demonstration of formation of blue false memory because this mouse has never been shocked in the blue box. Depression is a terrible brain disorder which afflicts 350 million people worldwide. Depression is often caused by chronic stress, which precipitates a series of negative memories. Now, we know now that the negative and the positive memory compete each other in the brain network. Using this principle, we have recently made very exciting discovery, that is to cure depression with optogenetic technology. For this purpose, male mouse form pleasure memory by playing with female mouse, and then subjected to chronic stress treatment and fall into depression. We could cure the depression of this male mouse by activating the positive memory engram cell with light. Scientists can also cure the memory the problem of a mouse which is in the early stage of Alzheimer's disease. These mouse can form memory, but cannot retrieve the memory. But we could restore the memory recall of this mouse by using optogenetic technology. So optogenetics has demonstrated proof of concept for a variety of diseases and for possible therapy. The big question is now, can we convert or translate these findings made with animal models into therapy for human patients?
I saw a video, I think it was a daughter interviewing her mom who had Alzheimer's, and best friends, name of your kids, what street you grew on, she couldn't remember anything. What did you just have for lunch? Couldn't remember anything, right? Who is Jesus Christ? The love of my life. He's going to take me home soon. But can you imagine giving this technology that can change your thoughts, can change your memory. Would that eliminate her memory of her love for Jesus Christ? This is it's an abomination. Create cancer, save cancer with mRNA technology. All of this, you know, it's order out of chaos. You got to remember, they want us as slaves, as mind-controlled slaves. They're messing with the DNA and God's creation on so many fronts. All right, I'm probably going to stop here. I got a whole section about World War III and SEAL 4 and the Deagle Report that I thought was kind of fascinating. A lot of what we're seeing, I think, is theater. It's a genocide with the Russia and Ukraine war, just to give a little bit of a primer. Found some interesting articles. I mean, they're in trench warfare right now. They're meat grinding each other. This is a genocide on Christians. And we'll get into the big picture of all of this, my friends. So thank you for your support. God bless. Everything's moving fast. Pretty good time to be alive. And thanks for your comments, support, and prayers. God bless. Thank you.